I haven't thought of this in years, unless it was in the kind of dreams you can't remember when you wake up. The ones you just know were bad because your heart is pounding and your mouth is dry and your tongue tastes like a burnt fuse. The last time I thought consciously about standing there in front of the Buick Roadmaster's trunk was when I heard George Morgan had taken his own life. I thought of him out there in his garage, sitting down on the floor, maybe listening to the kids playing baseball under the lights over on McClurg Field around on the other side of the block, and then with his can of beer finished, taking up the gun and looking at it. We might have switched over to a Beretta by then, but George kept his Ruger, said it just felt right in his hand. I thought of him turning it this way and that, looking into its eye. Every gun has an eye. Anyone who's ever looked into one knows that. I thought of him putting the barrel between his teeth and feeling the hard little bump of the gun sight against the roof of his mouth, tasting the oil, maybe even poking into the muzzle with the tip of his tongue, the way you might tongue the mouthpiece of a trumpet when you get ready to blow. Sitting there in the corner of the garage, still tasting that last can of beer, also tasting the gun oil and the steel, licking the little hole in the muzzle. The eye, the slug comes out, at twice the speed of sound, riding a pad of hot expanding gases. Sitting there, smelling the grass, caked under the lawn boy, and a little spilled gasoline. Hearing the kids cheer across the block. Thinking of how it felt to hit a woman with 2 tons of police cruiser, the thud and slew of it. Seeing the drops of blood appear on the windshield like the debut of a biblical curse, and hearing the dry gourd-like rattle of something caught in one of the wheel wells, what turned out to be one of her sneakers. I thought of all that, and I think of how it was for him because I know how it was for me. I knew it was going to be horrible, but I didn't care, because it would be kind of funny, too. That's why I was smiling. I didn't want to get away. I don't think George did either. In the end, when you really decide to do it, it's like falling in love. It's like your wedding night. And I had decided to do it. Saved by the bell? That's the saying. But I was saved by a scream. Shirley's. At first it was just a high shriek, and then there were words. Help! Please! Help me! Please, please, help me! It was like being slapped out of a trance. I took 2 big steps away from the Buick's trunk, wavering like a drunk, hardly able to believe what I'd been on the verge of. Then Shirley screamed again, and I heard Eddie yell, "What's wrong with him, George? What's happening to him?" I turned, and I ran out the shed door. Yeah, saved by the scream. That's me.